But, you know. But again, it was heavy. This one was right at 45 pounds. It made us, you know, big components, sturdy, rugged components, holding up a long time. If you can find one, and if you can find a place to put it, as I say, you can run a long wire from a power supply that's putting out that much wattage. You're going to have a little, you're going to have a little drop off on a long wire. Use a nice heavy gauge wire, at least 14 gauge wire, but 12 would be even better. To the radio. It reduces the loss over a long run of wire. Anyhow, that's one idea. So we've discussed a couple of ideas to replace that. I hope you can get back on the air and feel comfortable again with the radios that you have. Now, the fix for the radio that was zapped, I think that's what I heard you say. You didn't use the word zap, but I think you have one that failed because of this power supply that went south on you. That's going to be a greater challenge. It'll be challenge enough to find a decent linear power supply or another switching power supply that's any good. But to fix the one that you've got, if you run across somebody that just loves to tinker, well, be a little bit skeptical because they can take it all apart trying to learn as they go, you know. And that wouldn't be somebody I trust with my equipment. Now, KO4NUE, he's pretty good. He's very serious about anything he goes at. And if that's something that he would accept to try to fix for you, yeah, that'd be fine. I could recommend him. Anything he's willing to take charge of, he usually follows through. Well, Andy, I've got a push-to-talk microphone on this thing, and if I stay on the air for a while, son of a gun, it just wears my hand out. And because it's a very short, one of those twirly, twisty cords, you know what I'm saying? Little curly cord. So it only goes one way. Can't take it around and hold it in my left hand. I'm holding it in my right hand, and it's just worn out. So I'm going to have to sign with you. But I have enjoyed this little Q-cell we've had. And I wish you all the best. And I hope to talk with you again real soon. You have yourself a good one. It's not, you know, it's about a half hour before you have to take your medicine. And it's good to talk with you, Andy. Hope that power supply is working for you again real soon. Or a new one is working for you again. KK4JBQ, I'll be clear on your final. Good night.
Boy, here's the guy. You're right, my 8900 got zapped, and it's not workable. Look at 718, I just changed fuses in and it brought it back to life. This Jesu I'm on right now, many years ago, W4FCM gave it to me, because it was had it, and WR4XM brought it back to life, and another ham used it for 3 or 4 years. He did. You know who he was, KJ4GJT. And before he passed away with him off, and before he finally bought a new ray of his own, and I went back and got this one back from her. And that's the Yaesu, this FT2400 that I'm using right now. It originally come from Fred over there, W4FCM. It's just that when it comes to the 8900 that got zapped, everybody tells me about it at surface mount, and it's hard to see and the parts issue, and you're right about the power supply, but I remember AI4NX used just off this 5-amper at very low power or battery. Well, I've got a sure enough make sure it's at low power, but I won't be able to participate in any more simplex exercises for any long distance for the time being. Like we do over here frequently a lot of times. I won't be able to do that right now, but you go ahead and do what you need to do. I was just letting you know the setup I got right now is just half made up stuff that I'm using just temporarily right now. It ain't nothing that I can keep set up like this for long. For one thing, like I said, I can't run no power, for one thing. But KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.